Thunderclap headache, extremely important. I'm sure everyone is familiar with the worst headache in my life. You know, this term that always rings a bell of subarachnoid hemorrhage. Generally speaking, this term had its golden time in the past, and now actually we tend to kind of discourage people from paying too much attention to this term, because I guarantee you, any patient who has not encountered a lot of headaches before and they get a severe headache, they're going to describe it as the worst headache in my life. So most of the time it turns out to be just sometimes a primary headache, or could be secondary headache, but not necessarily anything serious like thunderclap headache or subarachnoid headache. What's more important about being worst or not worst headache in my life is the onset of the headache. Any headache, whether it's the worst or not, that reaches maximum intensity within less than a minute or about a minute, it has to be dealt with as thunderclap headache. That's the definition. So I had no headache whatsoever. I had zero pain. And then within a minute, about a minute, my headache is extremely severe, 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10. Then that's a thunderclap headache. There are primary cases where no clear reason for this thunderclap headache, and those are benign. However, we cannot make that assumption. We always have to take it serious and do a workup for possible vascular etiology. Typically, subarachnoid hemorrhage. However, it can happen with regular aneurysms or intracerebral hemorrhage, arterial dissection, and other vascular etiologies. But again, subarachnoid is very important in the exam. The workup must always start with head CT. Blood will be hyperdense on the CT scan. So if it's inside the brain, in the parenchyma, that would be intracerebral hemorrhage. If it's in the sulci or cisterns around the brain, that would be subarachnoid hemorrhage. If the head CT is negative and the suspicion for subarachnoid hemorrhage is high, or the patient presented with thunderclap headache, absolutely thunderclap headache, so head CT being negative does not 100% rule out subarachnoid hemorrhage, so we need to get an LP looking for any blood, like elevated RBCs or blood breakdown products, the xanthochromic CSF. And if that's the case, that would confirm subarachnoid hemorrhage. And in this case, we always have to get a CT angiogram of the head and neck, or MR angiogram, or even conventional angiogram to look for the source of the bleed. Again, this is a secondary type of headache, and the treatment would be general pain medications, but the treatment needs to focus on treating the cause of the thunderclap headache.